If there was a truth we could encourage our young people with, is God is going to take care of you. You just got to trust Him and just put your life in His hands, and that is the best thing we could do. Before we get into, am I on, Joe? Okay, so I can get rid of that? Okay, good. Real quick, State of the Union. Say, how are things going? Well, inflation is a little high. I'm not sure if you've noticed. What did we say today? You're spending at Aldi's what I spent at Wegmans 5 years ago. That's where we're at. Gas prices are up a little since a couple years ago. Education is how about this? Christian education is getting attacked. It is. The morals and the fundamentals, and it is on the front line, because if they can get, I don't know who's behind it all other than Satan. I don't think there's a person sitting there, but there is a philosophy of this world, and I'm going to go after you, because if I get your mind at this age, I don't have to worry about trying to, they're in it for the long haul. This is what they've done. So they come after the little people, and they're trying to, hey, this is what you got to teach. This is how you got to teach it. This is at what age it's got to be taught. Praise the Lord, we do not have to adhere to those guidelines. Education is rocky at best, may I say. Politics. Mr. B, you're saying no. No to politics. I feel like we need to start again. I don't know. There's craziness on both sides, is what I'm saying. And social issues, unbelievable. And if the Christian's not careful, if that begins to be their focus, you're going to get discouraged. You're going to begin to doubt God Himself. You're going to take your eyes off the Lord, and you're going to look at your circumstances and the surrounding things, and you're just going to be a mess. So we turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, and this is a help to us. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. We're going to read verses 13 through 18, and we're going to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Remember where David encouraged himself in the Lord? Well, collectively together, we're going to encourage ourselves in the Lord from what the promises of God makes to us tonight. He says this in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4 in verse 13. Say, why do you always repeat it? Just in case I say it wrong. There's a chance I might say the wrong verse, Braden. I did it this morning. It was bad. I had people all over the place. All right. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. If you're not there by now, just listen. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. You know what we call that? We call that the rapture. That's the rapture of the church. And verse 18, it says, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we need your help. God, though, as we look around us, and every time we take our eyes off of you, God, we're discouraged. God, help us to look up. Help us to be anticipating your calling us home. God, help us to look forward to that day. God, help us to be an encouragement to one another, a comfort to one another in these, Lord, what I would consider dark times. Knowing that we're your child, that heaven is promised to us, Lord, we look forward to that day. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm excited about this here because a lot of times, how many of you are like this? I can identify the problem, but sometimes finding the solution is difficult.
Yeah.
Ever feel that? Just in the grand scheme of things in life. Yes, I see what the problem is, but it's frustrating when we don't know how to solve the problem. That's why we have engineers. Right? That's their job, to find a problem and to come up with an idea to fix it. Right, Mr. Jabisky? That's what you do. All right. Very good. And I appreciate that. But how frustrating is it when we have a problem without a solution? And it's easy to look around and go, there's no hope, to which you are right, outside of Jesus Christ. Things certainly do look dismal if this world is what we're looking at. But we do have something to look forward to, the rapture of the church. Did you read along with me as we read that? Hey, that should stir in our hearts of, hey, sometimes I forget that this place is temporary, and at any moment, he can call me out of here. Man, I'm looking forward to that. The older I get, when I was younger, I was like, I don't know. The older I get, the more I look forward to that. Say, why? The body breaking down? I'm just tired of fighting the flesh all the time. I was talking to someone this morning after this morning's message, and they said, I struggle with the flesh. I'm like, yeah, me too. And we high-fived. Like, I'm in it. I get it. Verse 13. We're just going to go through this passage, draw some points out of it. Hopefully, at the end, you are comforted. Comforted. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4 and verse 13, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren. Hey, what does that tell me? Hey, I could have some ignorance towards some information here. God says, I want you to know this. This is important concerning them which are asleep. Hey, there's some saints that have gone on before. And if we think for a moment, those saints that have... Braden, turn to Psalm 119 real quick. No, 116. Psalm 116. It's really close to 119. If we think for a moment, if our thoughts were, I'm never going to see that person again, that would create sorrow in our heart, would it not? A loved one, a family member, a friend, whatever. Are you at Psalm 116? Well, read verse 15. Stand up, turn around, read that loud. And we hear verses like that and we go, well, I don't know. Kind of don't like saying goodbye. But God gives us some hope here. God reminds us, turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. First Corinthians chapter 15, the topic of 1 Corinthians 15 is what? It's all about the resurrection, all 58 verses. It's the topic of the resurrection. In the first few verses, we're told about the death, burial, and resurrection, which we call the gospel. Verse 4, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. And then it goes on to say, here's some things that happened after. He was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. Look at verse 6. I want to draw your attention to verse 6. After that, he was seen above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen what? Asleep. Hey, there was a course, there was a, there was a persecution that happened to this early church, that people took their last breath, not because of natural causes, but because of the faith. There was a man named Stephen, right? And he's just preaching the truth, and they didn't like that, and they said, we're going to kill this guy, and almost as a trophy, lay his garments, his body, at the feet of Saul. And that happened. And there were people that lost their life for the cause of Christ. Not just a car accident, or not just a, you know, cancer's an awful thing, and people's families suffer through that. But this, you see these things, and Paul encourages the church in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Hey, I just want to remind you that we're going to see each other someday. Amen. that there's some that are asleep, but they're not going to stay there. And he was able to comfort them with those words. You know, normally if you go away, maybe you take a short trip or something like that. Maybe you're going on vacation and, you know, say the Humvee's going on vacation. And we say goodbye, and I say goodbye to my sister, and usually tease her a little bit, like, I'm never going to see her again. Well, like, she's really concerned about that. And I'm not concerned about it, but she's concerned about it. But the comforting words I give her is, I'll see you soon. I'll see you when you get back. You know, we can always say that to a saint. Because they're just sleeping at a moment. Hey, we have something to look forward to, that at a moment's notice, we're all going to be together again. And that's a great comfort. For any Christian, it's always, I'll see you later. For you and I, sure, and we can think of people, and we can think of friends and loved ones, and, you know, people come to mind, right? We can imagine the persecuted church where they're being slain before their eyes. Hey, they needed a handful of purpose. God says, let me tell you about something. Let me tell you about something that's coming. At a moment, we're all going to be together. And we're going to spend eternity together. Amen. Hey, there's past saints that have gone on, but we were promised something. We were promised a reunion. Concerning them which are asleep, hey, they're just, it's just a little while. It's just a little while. And we'll see you again. And look at what it says here. In verse 13, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. Could you imagine being hopeless? Say, what is hopelessness? Not having this promise. Not having the promise of one day we will see each other again. Look at Revelation chapter 20. I'm just going to show you the other side. Revelation chapter 20. In verse 11, I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it. Revelation 20, verse 11. From whose face the earth had fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead and small and great stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead which were judged out of those things, which were written in the books according to their works. Hey, the worst thing that you could possibly have is to be judged based on your works. Because there's nothing you can do to get rid of your sin. You need the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it. Hey, there's some people sleeping on the other side. Death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast in the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Say, what's that? Those that have no hope. I don't know how. I've had to do funerals for people that weren't saved. It's hard enough when the person is in glory and the natural just missing the person and loving the fellowship of that person. But what happens if there's no hope? What do you say? That's hard. Because I read what's going to happen. God's made us a promise. He says, hey, there's going to be some people, and there's going to be this reunion in the clouds. Man, I look forward to that. Say, how do you preach a funeral for someone that's lost? If I don't know about their salvation, if I'm not sure, if I'm not fully convinced, I'll preach a message, and the title is, it's pretty much the same thing every time. Because you don't want to be uncaring. You don't want to put someone in a place that you're not for sure. But if I don't know for sure, if they don't have a clear testimony, this is what I say. I say, if this person could tell you one thing, they'll tell you everything in this book is true. If they're tasting the the flames of fire. They tell you the gospel's real. If they're looking in the glories of Jesus, they would tell you everything's true. But man, it is tough. It is tough for those that have no hope. Praise the Lord, we have hope. We have something to look forward to. It's not just like, oh yeah, that's kind of like a consolation prize for those that... No, that's the greatest reunion ever. What do we love about dinner on the grounds? Everything. The food, the fellowship, all the time together. Imagine eternity with everybody. No more broken down bodies. Hey, I'm looking forward to that. God says, I'm going to tell you about something that can be a comfort to one another. But look at verse 14. This is the important part. It's only for the brethren. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. Hey, this is only for the bride of Christ. This is only for the body of Christ. Not just members of Walker Bible Baptist Church, but anyone that has put their... You know, what does it say? If we believe that Jesus died and rose again. Anyone that's saved. Praise the Lord for that. Look at Ephesians chapter number 4. Who goes out at the rapture? Only the believers. The body of Christ. What is the body of Christ? How do I get in? You simply put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask Him to forgive you. As honest as you can. Getting saved is simple. It's the pride that you got to get over. It's the humility that's the hard pillow to swallow. Here, Ephesians chapter 4, look at verse 16. For whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working and the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. That's the body of Christ. And it's wonderful. It's the whole body joined together. It's kind of like a puzzle. And you start taking out pieces of the puzzle, that thing collapses. It doesn't hold up well. Hey, you're important. And as it says here in verse 14, for if we, 1 Thessalonians 4:14, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, hey, that's who's part of the, when he says brethren, that's who he's talking to. Zeke, I feel like I need to confess something. Almost a week ago, on Monday, it was Tuesday. We went to the shore, Jersey Shore. You're supposed to pay to go to the shore. It's like $5 a person. But there was a teenager there just on their phone guarding it. We just kind of slipped around. He wasn't asking anybody, but I felt like I kind of snuck into where I shouldn't have been. You know, no one's going to sneak into the church. No one's sneaking into the body of Christ. It is the most exclusive club. But listen, it's available for everybody. Amen. Anybody ever hear of Oak Hill Country Club? Mr. B, you've ever heard of that? Heard of it. Do you know how much it is to be a member of Oak Hill Country Club? It's a place where you take a little ball and you chase it around for yards and yards, trying to get it into a little hole. Anywhere, there's no set amount on their website, surprisingly. You need to talk to somebody. But for a senior member, anywhere from $75,000 to $100,000 a year. And there's a lot of fees after that. How much does it cost to be part of the body of Christ? Well, the blood of Jesus Christ, that's it. But anybody can get in. But there's no like, oh, I'm just kind of part of the group. I just look like I'm part. No, you've got to believe that he died and then he rose again. Amen. That's the only way in. Available to everybody, Katie. You can come on in. There's no cost. But when that trumpet blows, and just because you're seated in a certain spot, and you never made that decision, doesn't mean you get to go. You don't get to sneak in. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, that's why telling other people about the Lord Jesus Christ today is so important. Because we're closer to this event, because when that trumpet blows, it's over. Yeah, there's going to be a time of tribulation, and that's going to, it's a lot harder to get through all that. Now is actually the easiest time ever to be saved. That's why it's so important for us to tell others. Right now. Because at any moment that bell would ring. But at any moment that trumpet could sound. I'm going to ask you here tonight. If that sounded tonight, are you going? Are you sure? Have you put your faith and trust in Jesus? You say, well, I come to church. It's not about coming to church. I mean, certainly you come to church in response to that. But that coming into this building doesn't, you can't sneak in. Do you believe? Do you believe that he died for your sins? Do you believe that he rose again in victory over sin and death? Have you called upon him to save you? That's not something you want to mess with. Say, what's going to happen? Verse 16. For the Lord himself. For the Lord himself, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16. There's no representative. There's no, I'm standing here on behalf of Jesus Christ himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise to meet him. So all those dead rise first. I don't know if we're going to see it. I don't know. I'll let you know when it happens. I don't know the exact logistics. I don't know if we're going to be standing here. There's some creepy places in Kendall. There's a couple cemeteries that kind of give you shiveries. And like right across from the Dollar General, ever see that place? Man, it's a little, I don't know. And there's a place down Woodchuck Alley. You want to go to the scariest place in all of Western New York? It's that road at night. Do you know what I'm talking, Seth? Okay. It's right behind your house. That's creepy when you go down that road and then all of a sudden it goes to a dirt road and there's no lights and it's like, how could this get any creepier? And then there's a cemetery and the trees are reaching over and the kids are crying and it's just bad. I don't know if you're standing there and the trumpet blows and all of a sudden you see them go first and then you're caught up. I don't know. It just says that the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain. I don't know if there's like a second delay or a couple minutes or whatever. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Hey, this isn't Christ's second advent. This isn't Christ coming back to this earth. This is Christ coming to the clouds and us all going to meet him. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. When we talk about the rapture, that's what this is. 1 Corinthians 15:51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. Hey, some Christians aren't ever going to taste death. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Say, how quick is that? Twinkling of an eye. Say, well, how fast is that? I don't know. I had written in my own Bible, there was a preacher, I don't know, maybe he was just preaching, but he said 11/100ths. Of a second. To which I say 11/100ths. You couldn't just say like 10/100ths and then reduce like 1/10th of a second. But 11/100ths. That's quick. Everyone's testing it. Like, how fast can I blink? Matt. Talking to Pastor Seatman, and He was giving me updates on his way. He's like, we're driving through Texas. He goes, the current speed limit right now is 85. How fast is a twinkling of an eye to go from here to there? How many of you like roller coasters? How many of you hate roller coasters? Oh, Rapture's going to be rough. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. But I know this. He's going to call us out. And we're going to meet him. And the dead go first. And then we which are alive. Could be like, you know, like that fast. Look at John chapter 14. Say, where are we going? Your kids ever ask you that? Hey, guys, get in the car. Where are we going? Doesn't matter. You're going. You have no say. It doesn't. Well, I just need to, Joe, I just need to be prepared. I need to know where we're going. Get in the car. You think we're going to do that to the Lord? Shoom. Hey, where are we going? Hold on. Wait. No, you're not going to have time for that. John 14, 3. And I go and prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. He's calling us out. Just like Lazarus. Lazarus, come forth, children. And boom, we all go. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, verse 18, last verse. He says this. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Hey, your eyes fixed on the disaster of education, inflation rates, politics, social issues, lost loved ones. Say, what do I say? Can we encourage one another and comfort one another? That heaven is right around the corner. We're almost there. I love 1 Thessalonians because really the theme of the entire book has been just how to behave yourself as a Christian. Just how to just live life as a Christian. And it encourages us that we, in verse 12 of that same chapter, that you walk honestly toward them that are without it, and how to behave yourself, that you study to be quiet, and that you, and we talked about some of these things this morning. Do your own bit. Hey, behave yourself wisely. Why? Because at any moment, we're going to be with the Lord. Yeah, but I'm mad, and I'm hurt, and I'm a, yeah, but at any moment, any moment, we're going to pass from death to life. At any moment, we're going to cross over that threshold. And we're going to forever be with the Lord. Go back to John chapter 14. Just two more verses tonight. John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. The verse that we just read in verse 3, talking about the place that he has prepared for us, that passage starts with, let not your heart be troubled. Telling me, God has some comfort for us. You believe in God, believe also in me. And he tells us about a place. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. He says, don't get overwhelmed with all this. Because we're going to have eternity together. Even if this life, the entire life, is riddled with difficulty and hurt, behave yourself in a way, walk honestly, walk upright before the Lord, because we're going to have all eternity together. Titus chapter number 2, last verse. Titus chapter number 2, verse 13, looking for that blessed hope. Are you looking for that blessed hope? And the glorious appearing of great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Say, this world's a mess, that He might redeem us from all iniquity. One moment, He's going to pull us out of here. And the iniquity of this world will be a fainting memory. Are you looking forward to that blessed hope? I can still hear Mrs. Wilson, Sharon Wilson, the choir would sing, and man, she gets excited about going home to heaven. She's like, get me out of here. I am ready to go, she'd say. Are you looking forward to that? Look at verse 15. These things speak and exhort. What does that mean? That means comfort one another with this thought. That's the third time Christ says you can take this bit of information and use it as a comfort and encouragement. I think the Lord knows what He's talking about. He says you can use it for a rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. I want to comfort you tonight in His coming. Say, this is tough right now. It's the kids are at a rough age and finances, and hey, just stick with it. Stay the course. Don't quit. Say, why not? Because any moment we're going to be there together for all eternity. I'm looking forward to that day. The rapture, the calling out of the saints. Are you ready to meet the Lord? Hey, that'll help you keep clean. Say, how so? If that thought is ever before us, and we're constantly thinking at any moment God could call us home, that'll keep your hands out of some dirt. He said, you can use it to rebuke authorities, but we can use it to encourage and comfort the saints. Let's all stand, we'll be dismissed. Pray for one another, pray for those that aren't feeling well. Pray how you could maybe be an encouragement and a blessing to someone this week. To be a help. Nate, will you dismiss us in prayer tonight?